take the field and, you know, contribute to wins, team success, whatever the case is, you know. So that's really what it boils down to, whoever gave me the opportunity to really play.
Is this an attractive place to play if Jim Caldwell's the head coach?
Definitely. Jim Caldwell's the coach. Yeah, definitely an attractive place to play.
You know? What makes it a definite?
Because he's a great guy, great coach. He knows how to get his players motivated to go out there and play. Obviously, you know, things didn't quite go our way early on in the season, but when they mattered, well, when it counted and it came down along the home stretch, we made it happen.
I'm not stupid. I'm not going to minimize what money matters in free agency, but is the opportunity to play, to start, the most important thing to you wherever you may end up?
Yes, that's definitely, you know, one of the big factors, because, you know, as a player in this league, you don't go somewhere or, you know, be on the team just to be someone's backup. You know, you want to go somewhere where you're wanted, where you're needed, and you're going to play. So I definitely want to be a starter. I think I've shown that I can be a starter in this league.
What kind of statement do you feel like you made the last 8 games of the season, especially even this last game where you had maybe your best game of the year?
That when given the opportunity, that I can make the best of it. I can take advantage of it, and you know that I'm a good player. You know, that's more so what I wanted to go out there and show, and I believe I did a good job of stating that case.
Sorry if you were asked this before, but what was the biggest difference for you first half of the season towards the second half of the season? You really came on strong, made an impact that second half.
It was just a matter of opportunity. You know, early on. Can't make plays when you're not on the field. And that's what I just felt like people fail to realize, you know, to say, you know, I wasn't quite playing well, but it's not the matter of I wasn't playing well. It's a matter of I wasn't really on the field that much.
Yeah.
So it's like if I'm getting 10 plays in the game and, you know, I'm playing man-to-man in coverage and they're not throwing it to my man, then of course it's going to look like I'm not, you know, really doing much. So that's what it really boiled down to. And what was the difference? You know, early on, I wasn't quite getting the snap count
Terrell
that
said,
I was getting in there.
Sorry. Terrell said one of your biggest assets is that you can play the mic, you can play the Sam, you're versatile, you can do a lot of different things. When you look at it, where do you see yourself in terms of what position you play if you're here next year?
When I look at it, me personally, I see myself as a mic to be able to utilize of course, like, you know, my speed and being able to play sideline to sideline. And, you know, that's like never really playing Mike prior to last year. I've grown to really like the position and get comfortable with it. And so I see myself as a Mike back.
You're a free agent, obviously. Where do you see your future as? Would you like to be back here next season?
Yes, I'd like to be back here. But, you know, as I've stated earlier, you know, I just got to sit back, wait, and let everything play out because, you know, it's a lot of unknowns right now.